Okay.
Mem Aleph on Beis Halacha Beis, as you say. This is a long, well, not yet. We'll see. Haya Ocha Bashko. A person, what? They're healthy, but they're more or less. Haya Ocha Bashko, v'nichnas minagina l'chotzer. A person was eating a cluster of grapes, and he went in from a garden or vegetable patch where one is allowed to eat tevel derech arai, as long as one's just snacking on it. One came into a chater where one is not allowed to eat tevel if it's nigmara malachto, if it's fully complete in terms of the process, you know, if it's been winnowed and threshed and so on and so forth. So a cluster of grapes really doesn't have much malach to be done with it, which is going to be a critical issue here. Rabbi Lezer Meir Yigmar Blez says, since you started ahead, you're allowed to finish. Rabbi Shul Meir Lo Yigmar, you're not allowed to finish. Similarly, Choshcha Lel Shabbos. Shabbos also could have vis-a-vis Trumus of Maestros, just like Hetri Chotzer is. So Rabbi Lezer Meir Yigmar Blez says, since you started ahead, you're allowed to continue. You cannot continue. You must stop and take off Trumas and Maaser before going further. So Farshim Seya, the Kavanaki, brings down here that according to Blaz says Yigmar, one interpretation is that you were machlit. In other words, you determined the status of this food as a snack. Even if you continue to walk into the chotzer, or continue to eat on Shabbos, since you determined this was a snack by virtue of the fact that you waited still ready in the garden, or you waited on Erev Shabbos, that's enough to make it a snack, and therefore you don't have a problem ever of taking off Trumas and Maaser on this specific food item. According to Rabbi Lezer, there's no such thing. Rather, the moment you walk into an area, a zone, I'm sorry, it makes up the street, that's right. Rabbi Lezer's point, it says you're allowed to finish. Rabbi Shua says there's no such thing. Once you walk into a zone of Isser, you already devolve upon you the prohibitions, and you have to take off Trumas and Maaser before you eat further. Okay? Tamil says more. Tamil, you look over there. Gavichi Natua Bechotzer. A grapevine which is planted in a yard, noitos kola eshko. You're allowed to take the entire cluster. This is a Mishnah in Maaser's. We're allowed to take the entire cluster and eat it in the yard. Yes, in the chater. The chamber rimon, and so too in a pomegranate. The chamber of a tier, and so too in a melon or a squash. In other words, you're in a chater, not in the gina. You have a tree growing there. You're allowed to take the food off the tree and eat it, stand there in the yard without having taken off Trumas and Maaser. Well, gina is not considered to be a machum kavua to eat. Chotzer is. Chotzer is a finished. Tashmish. Rabbi Akiva, remember, Garga Bashko, you're not allowed to take an entire cluster. Rather, you can take off grape by grape by grape from the cluster. Upore 10, of course, take seed by seed by seed by a pomegranate. The sophis, Bavatiach, and also in the melon, somehow you're eating it in sections. Why is that? So the Mefarshim are explaining, because otherwise, the halacha is that Chotzer's Kovas, Chotzer's Koveah, by something which is Nigmara Malachto. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, you have a tree growing in the yard. What's considered to be Nigmara Malachto by that tree? When you take off an entire cluster, or you eat the entire pomegranate. So in that case, we say that that's considered to be Nigmara Malachto, and therefore, it can't be considered Achilas Arai. Rabbi Tarfon, I guess, is more of a, well, it's not just, I guess, it's a significantly greater kula. Because Rabbi Tarfon says, even though it's a chater, and if it were Nigmar Malachto, it would be Chayim and Trumas and Maaser Mikra Adin. Nonetheless, I don't look at it as being Nigmar Malachto until I assume it enters the house. Why is that? Because, again, it grew in the chater, and therefore it has leniencies in that place. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Chibashem and Rabbi Yochanan, oh, I guess, or do you have O? Oh, you just have Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Lezer? Oh, you have Omer. Oh, that makes much more sense. I just have O. It's probably a typo. So, Shirachim Sheri Elchan Omer.
Oh, that makes much more sense. Omer.
Okay. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochan Omer, Rabbi Tarfon Krabi Eliezer, Rabbi Tarfon Krabi Eliezer. Then I have O again. Do you have Omer?
This Omer doesn't make sense.
Yeah, this one should be O. Yeah. So maybe it was based on the I'm not sure now whether it was a slip up or not. But in any event, let's read it. The first one's Omer, the second one's O. Rabbi Zia and Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochan Omer. He says Rabbi Tarfon's like Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Tarfon holds that there's a kula that he considers are still considered to be ochel arai even though you're in a chotzer, and lots of Rabbi Lezer says when you start outside you're allowed to continue. Oh, or another possibility might be to say Rabbi Tarfon oisa ketzias ochel ketchiloso. Rabbi Tarfon says, you know what? The machlokas on Mishnah is not necessarily the same machlokas I have with Rabbi Akiva. I have another svar here, which is when you cut all the food off the tree, that's only considered to be a tchila, not a gemar melacha. And therefore, you can continue to eat even for the entire cluster. Rabbi Ilan, Rabbi Yassim, Shem, Rabbi Yechanan. Oh, either will say Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Eliezer.
Maybe it's Omer and O again. Omer, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon.
The truth is, now I like O better than the first case too. Yeah. Looking back, let's read that over again. I'll take that out. Rabbi Zir and Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yechon say, oh, either Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Eliezer, either Rabbi Tarfon holds it Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, Rabbi Tarfon knows Sukhtiya, so Ochel Ketchila, so either or, right? That's one shot. Now, Rabbi Ila doesn't have the Kabanogi point, so he doesn't argue. Well, he had a slightly different tradition in how to learn, how Rabbi Yochanan said it, essentially, but it's also the same idea. Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Yatsi, Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Lezer, either Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Lezer, which you learned, of course, a moment ago, or Rabbi Tarfon, Ochel Ketchila, Acha, Shiesh, Pashtaim, Shtaim, Shosh, Achilas, Kachila, Acha. Rabbi Tarfon says that even where you have a cluster, in other words, it's got several grapes in it, or you know, enough for you know two or three portions, right, in it. So nonetheless, it's still going to be achilas arai because people sometimes snack on more than one portion. So the truth is, it's a similar concept. In other words, ketzias ochel. That's what Kabanoki points out. Right, the prior statement, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Chiyah's tradition name, Rabbi Yochanan, which is that oset tzias ochel kitchiloso, that when you make the tzias ochel kitchiloso, meaning that it's considered to be a snack even though you're in a chotzer, is a similar, although not phrased the same way, svara to this latter one, that achil achas yesh pashtayim v'shalosh achilos ka'achil achas, that you can have a snack in the chotzer even if it's large. So it's a similar type of svara. I don't know if I agree. After looking again, I don't know if I agree with him, though. Sounds to me like they're two separate svaras. That, right, according to the Tzad, that Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Tarfon does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer, actually advancing two distinct svaras of what his svara might be. That the first svara, what?
Yes, right.
The first far advance is that when you cut down a fruit, regardless of size, that's its tchila. Hi, there is no sof by fruit. That doesn't matter. It's a kula. We assume that it's still considered to be in the tchila stage. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is that Rabbi Tarfon is saying that even though it's large, nonetheless, so what? You can be a snack on two or three portions. I want to modify it one more time. I think the two svaras are necessary to complement each other. Because one svar without the other would not be sufficient. Okay. If you said tchilas, even though you say it's tchilas ochel, But you still have to say that, yeah, Tchilas Ochel though is even if you have large portions, right? And vice versa. Even if you say that it's large portions, but you still have to say that these large portions fall into the category of Tchilas Ochel. So they really complement each other, these two svaras. Yes.
Yeah.
Another tangent thing which I just realized for the first time, though we probably should have realized this earlier, is that there's another Rebbe Chiya in the Yerushalmi. All over Rabbi Chiya, our Rabbi Chiya is called Rabbi Chiya Ruba in the Yerushalmi. I thought it was just like an honorific, called Rabbi Chiya the Great. But here's this Rabbi Chiya, because this Rabbi Chiya here is quoting Rabbi Yechanan. So he's obviously a younger Rabbi Chiya. Okay, so it's Rabbi Chiya Ruba, Rabbi Chiya the Great, Rabbi Chiya Elder, and Rabbi Chiya the Younger. That's this one over here. Okay. My time with Rabbi Lezer, what's the logic of Rabbi Lezer? Bishum Shishcha Be'eter. Since he was Matem Mascha Be'eter, so he can continue on afterwards. Tanya, we went to Rabbisa, however, the Rabbi Nosson has significant chumar in Rabbi Lezer. He said, Oy, Rabbi Lezer, Mer Lo, Sha'omar Rabbi Lezer, Bishum Shishcha Be'eter. It's not that you started Be'eter, and that's why he can continue on. El Shabbi Lezer, Yamtino Motsoy Shabbos, on the contrary. Rabbi Lezer says, you have to skip over Shabbos. It means that on Shabbos itself, you can eat from this grapes. What you can do is leave the rest over on Motzoi Shabbos and then continue snacking.
That's what it means.
That's right, Yigmor, but not inside. You go outside, wait till after Shabbos, or Chietz Chutz Chutz for Yigmor, or wait until you leave the Chutzah. So it's a very big chumra in Rabbi Nosson that he's saying that you're only allowed to do it when you go out again. And the Chiddush Rabbi Lezer is you're allowed to go back out, but not that you're allowed to do it while you're inside. Okay? Now, we don't pass like him anyway. We pass like Rabbi Shua over Rabbi Lezer, so it's a moot point. But like Rabbi Lezer, it's a chiddush. He says it's a chiddush, a l'chumra. It's interesting. Interesting also here, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, usually Rabbi Lezer is machmir. Rabbi Shua is mekel. So Rabbi Lezer was shamuti, and Rabbi Shua was Rabbi Shua was from Beis Hill. But here we see that Rabbi Shua is machmir. He's machmir in this one. Okay, let's go on. Gimel, a little gimel. Yain Trumashin is Gala. Now, for the rest of the evening, we're going to speak about Gilui. Yain Trumashin is Gala, wine of Truma which became revealed, Yishafech should be spilled out. It goes without saying that if it's Chulin stuff, then you spill out as well. Shlosha Mashke is Suri Mishun Gilui. There are three beverages which are also, if they get revealed, Hamayim, water, or yain and wine, Vacholav and milk. The charcoal mashke mitzurim, any other beverage gets revealed, is remains permissible. Kam Ishuvi Asurin, how much do they have to stick around and be usher? In other words, how long does it take for a snake to come and drink the water or the wine or the milk? Enough time for the snake to come out from a close proximity or a close vicinity, viyishta, and drink and disappear again. That amount of time the water or wine or milk is left open, it becomes officer.
I never understood this whole halacha.
It's like halacha based upon. Right. And that's why there's a whole bit long thing we have in back here. It's a whole long contrast about halachas where the reason no longer applies. So an interesting thing I saw over here when I was skimming it, I didn't read the whole contrast very long. So it's very interesting. It says that the Chasm Sofer Paskin, that since Bizman Azeh, meat and fish are no longer a health issue. Chasm Sofer. So therefore we treat it as an iser. And you can say bata b'shishim on it. Yes. Normally by sakana we don't say bata b'shishim, right? Because chamir sakanta meisura. But here, since it's not true, people don't contract, the taras anymore, because of fish and milk, fish and meat. So therefore, if the fish is bought up a shishim, it's okay. So I think until recently, in fact, the OU did not put, now they have an OU fish on Worcestershire sauce. But they never used, what? Worcestershire sauce? So they never used to have it. And I think their logic was that it's bottle b'shishim. That, the anchovies or whatever it is bottle b'shishim. But, now they actually put it on. But they were relying on that chasm sofer, which makes sense. What? But they weren't being mevatel the iser. It's not iser, it's mevatel heter. You can't be mevatel iser, you can't take chazer and mix it into heter. But fish is not an iser. You're allowed to mix. Yeah. There's a combination with them of that that sauce, the Worcestershire sauce, with the something else. So I guess that's my assumption. All right. In any event, so here too, a lot of these takonos, which were once also because of health, might be treated as isurim nowadays, as opposed to sakona things. Let's go to the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov bar Achon, Rabbi Shimon bar Vav, Rabbi Chena said, "Tavshil shebishlo b'mayim megulin. If you have a dish which you cooked in water which hadn't been revealed, you have the place."
I have like an extra line here. Yain shel gala yishafe. Afilu shel truma tavshil shebishlo b'mayim megulin.
Yain shel what?
Yain shel gala.
Yain shel gala yishafe. Okay, wine which is revealed should be spilled out. Yeah.
Afilu shel truma.
I feel the truma has to be spilled out. Okay, now the chiddush is like that. I'm not sure why he didn't bring down that line, but the chiddush is like this. Obviously, that Rabbi Yaakov bar Achav and Rabbi Shimon bar Ba, Rishem Rabbi Chanina said tavshil shevishul b'mayim megulin. If you have a good dish which is cooked in revealed waters, I feel the truma shavi. Even if the truma should be spilled, even though you're losing the truma as a result, Meitzoch Lamar Shulchan goes on saying that applies to chulin stuff as well. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, "Mastisa amakein." Our Mishnah says this: Yain shel truma shenis gali shafech. Says it should be thrown out. Made some Rashi chulin goes that say you do the same thing by chulin. Chevrai b'shem Rabbi Yechonon. The chever and the name Rabbi Yechonon said, "Yain shenis gali wine which became revealed. Also lishoyis, you're not allowed to leave it around because somebody might come to drink it." Vimsha also. What if you left it around v'ich mitzmeil and became vinegar on its own? Also. Because poison stays in. Snakes don't drink vinegar. But if there was poison in the wine, and then it remains vinegar, so the poison doesn't just leave magically, mystically. Okay? So therefore, it still remains ulcer. Is that clear?
Oh, that's very clear. I'm just wondering whether it's correct that a snake drinks out of water and releases the poison. I have no idea. I thought it has like a special gland that has to release.
It seems like they had some mice. That's how they knew it took place. People drop dead after having this stuff. Tanim Anorishanikru, if you have figs and grapes, which became pierced by the by a snake, also Lushaisi, now let's leave them around because we're afraid he put poison into them. If, however, you kept around and they shriveled on their own, became raisins, then mutaros, because it seems like in that process the poison diffuses. Now, here's a very interesting mitzvah. Varsay, the daughter of Rabbi Chiya Rabba, the daughter of Chiya the Great. Be'asre? That's interesting. Somebody change it?
I left the room
where
you put a tape. The reason I
talked
about
the
shavers
was because I figured that
somebody's your hand. Yeah, the Ritbaz doesn't change it. That's the
change. I left
the room
where I put the light. Maramdi, whatever his name is, says
Barte. Who says that? Maramdi Uno.
Where do you have that?
Well, I don't have those, right? This small one, I don't have. Right, okay, the Maramdi Uno or something like that. Okay, so it says the daughter of Chia Rabba, the daughter of Chia the Great, have a menachris to retain a tenaya. She would make holes in the figs in the house so the bachrim shouldn't eat them. Because that way the bachrim wouldn't eat them because they would be afraid that snakes eat them. Rabbi Chiya avua, Rabbi Chiya her father, would eat from them. It's a lace osir. So how could Rabbi Chiya do it? Didn't he himself know it's osir? L'daita. By his consent or his plan, I have the words Havas Avdus. She did this, but he knew about the plan that this was the way they kept the Bokrim away from the figs. Vafilu kekein lo asir. Nonetheless, is an osir. Even if you know that it was done intentionally. Lokitaim we learn raw tipo neiker betena. If you see a bird making a hole in a fig. Va'achbar menaker ba'avatech, or a mouse making a hole in a melon, osir, it still remains osir, because even if you know that some other individual or animal did it, because I'm afraid that maybe the snake or the snake right bit in that same place. So there's one menatur lon havos. In this case, but between Rav Chiya and his daughter, they used to watch the figs. That no snakes would come. Right. So we're going to get that later on. That's explicit. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yishum Levi, said, Hachad, things which are very sharp, v'amai, things which are very bitter, v'amosok, things which are very sweet, ein bo mishum gilui, snakes don't like this stuff. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, b'shem said, Hachad, v'amar, v'amosok, all these three categories, sharp, bitter, and sweet, Aimbohem, they don't have neither lomishum gilui, now gilui which you just saw, the snakes don't drink them, velomishum yain nesach. And goyim don't libate them in this bech, and therefore they have no problem of yain nesach. Rabbi Simon mefaresh, Rabbi Simon said, achad, sharp wine means kundito, and it's mixed in with spices and herbs, like sangria. Hamar, bitter, is prastinun, it's mixed in with a absinthe, which I guess is some substance gives us a bitter taste. Va'amosok, a sweet chamra mavashla, it means that it's cooked. So cook wine, all these things the snakes don't drink, and they don't have yain nesach issues. Rabbi Shurba Zidl havale chamra mavashla. Rabbi Shurba Zidl had cooked wine. She sees Yaakov b'shus a goy, which was in a goy's possession. So they shol Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmo. So that's Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmo. Amrlei. So and he had the Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmo said to him, "Kenamar Rish Lakish." This is what Rish Lakish said. Mosok ein bo mishum gilui. If it's sweetened, meaning cooked, it doesn't have a problem of gilui. V'lo mishum yain nesach nor of yain nesach. Okay. Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmo ivish. Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmo got sick. Sokun Gabi Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Yesh, Rabbi Boom Barkano, Rabbi Hananya, Chavrei and the Rabbani, and the friends of the rabbis or friends who were rabbis, they all came in, Mivakra say, to visit him. Chamel Rabbi Shua Bar Zedel Yosef. So they saw Rabbi Shua Bar Zedel who quoted him about the Yayim Avushal sitting there. I mean, they said, Ha'mar Ishmaita. Here we have the person who made up the halacha, which is Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmo. V'amar Eudon, here's the person who had the episode, which is Rabbi Yehoshua bar Zedel. So, ask him shalomly, let's come and ask him. Amalei Rabbi Yanai bar Yishmo, sorry, Rabbi Yishmo said, Kenem Rishim ben Lakish. Rishim ben Lakish said, Mosok ein bo mishum gilui. If it's sweet wine that has no gilui, I'm sorry, they were Mako before. They were Machmir. Kershim Lokish, here too, they're Mako. Moskei Mushum Gili. Okay, so there's sweet wine, there's no problem with Gili. The low Mushum Yanesa is no problem with Yanesa. Over Rabbi Zira. So Rabbi Zira said, Dilma, you don't have the next two words, right? Dilma Midi Elaine. My Elaine. So it's Dilma Elaine means, the way I have it, it's probably more accurate. Maybe this is from those issues to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, to Hachin v'Hachin, he had all sorts of sfeikas about it. In other words, Hainer Rish Lakish was matir this explicitly, maybe he just wasn't mesupik about it. Amalei lo, so he said no. Le'uvda, he paskin sway aloch l'maisa for a case, v'samchun and loving, and therefore we rely on him. Kanachtun Rabbi Ila Kanachtun, when they came to Chutz Laretz, Rabbi Ila, Im Rabbi Boom Bar Kana, Rabbi Ila and Rabbi Boom Bar Kana, Rabbi Ila is Rabbi Law, Rabbi Lo, in the Shvius, and Rabbi Boom Bar Kana is Rabbi Yavin, I guess. Arvled, so he said to him, Ilule Merachmin Shmaitza, if not for the fact that you guys like statements of Amoroim so much, Bela Masnisa, don't you should have known that it's a Braisahi. The Tani will learn a brisa. Tani Rabbi Chia, Yain Mevushel Shogayim Lama Aser. If you have cooked wine which you got from a guy, why is it aser? Only if the guy is the one who cooked it. So therefore, when it started out being wine, perhaps he wasn't meant to, he libated it. So to chomet shogayim lam aser, why is vinegar of goyim aser? Again, shoyim mitchilasi yain because it's originally wine, and maybe he libated while it was still wine. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Masti sorma kein. Our Mishnah says this, hayayin v'chomet shogayim. Why is wine and vinegar of goyim no good? Shoyim mitchilasi yain. Only because it was originally wine. Rabbi Yami avilei orchid. Rabbi Yami had guests. No, so you give the guy cooked wine. Here's going to suffer. Okay. Rabbi Yami Avli Orchin, I guess. Armelun, so he said to them, Ilule, these Gali Chamra Mevashli, they've never the fact that my cooked wine became uncovered, having a Mashkilu Chumine, I would have given it to you to drink. Because he was Machmer in this case. Amar Le Rabibi, so Rabibi said, I say, bring it to me, Vana Shossi, and I'll drink it. Amar Le, so Rabbi Ami said to him, Manda Boy Yemus, if somebody wants to kick the bucket, Yezu Yomus Le Go Beise, Yomus Go Beise, let him go kick the bucket in his own house, not in my house. In other words, if you want to die by drinking this wine, don't do it here, please. By Yudne Igla Kundito Dide. By Yudne, his sangria, his wine mixing with herbs and spices, got revealed. As a Shorla Rabbanit, so he came to ask the rabbis what to do. Armalei, so they said to him, oh, sir, you're not allowed to drink it. So I asked the Rabbi Lochin, Rabbi Yitzhak, Bar Nachman, Mishum, Rabbi Shum, and Levi. There are Yitzhak, not saying the name of Rabbi Shum, and Levi. Hachad, sharp, vamar, and bitter, vamosuk, and sweet. And by Mishum, Gili, there's no problem, Gili. Rabban in the case, Sarim, Mishum, Rabbi Chia, Bar Titas, said, it's interesting, Titus, you know. His father's name was Titus. Ha'ud is shachik chad litlasa. That's only if you grind in enough herbs that the ratio is 1-3. So there have to be a tremendous amount of herbs, otherwise it remains also. Okay? Boy, because it's not going to. Boy, come Rabbi Avo. They asked for Rabbi Avo. Yain shiz basha. Cooked wine. Shiniz gala, which became revealed. Maut, which we had now, till now, day is some which aser, some which mati. What's halacha? Armelon, so he said to them, Karina Tricha. I'm not sure about Karina, which is a wine which comes from Asia Minor, which is very, very sweet. Seems like cooking makes it sweeter. This wine was sweeter, even the cooked wine. In that case, Tzvichel Rabbi Yochan, it's a Shai Rabbi Yochan. Vatun Chaun Li, you're coming to ask me about cooked wine. Lo Koshken Yayim Mevusha, certainly stands to reason Yayim Mevusha remains Osir. If we don't even sure, perhaps even Karina remains Osir, so certainly Yayim Mevusha was Osir. All the Shal Rabbi Yitzchak. So he came to ask Rabbi Yitzchak, Armelei Osir, he said, Yayim Mevusha was Osir, Taken. Ina Rabbi Avo, and then Rabbi Avo remembered, Da'amar Inar means literally it's illuminated. But remember the Rabbi Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan also, Rabbi Yochanan also as well. Lashon Sagi Nohar. Right? It means full of light. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Rabbi Yami B'Shem Rilad said, Im Yonich Das V'Yotzi Mutar. Both the snake and the koi are scared off by Yotze V'Nichnas. So Brent says V'Nichnas, you don't have to worry. Barnatoyza, and then we have my son, this Barnatoyza is godly, he goes, say, his bower became revealed. Or Al Vishal, Rabbi Abaramel, he came as Rabbi Abaramel, what to do.
I'm late.
Excuse me, he said, Yotze V'Nichnas, Mutter, you went in and out, it's okay. Rabbi Yaakov Barach and Rabbi Yami Shemila said, even if you're sleeping in the room, it's mutter. Because people are afraid to come in, and the snakes are afraid to come in and wreak havoc. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chadamar Yoshe, mutter, once you're sleeping, it's all mutter. The Karina Mayoshin also, that's you sleeping, it's all sir. The Yodin, Madamar Dal, we don't know which one made which statement. We stabbed Rabbi Chanina, Yoshin mutter. It makes sense to say Rabbi Chanina is the one who said that if you're asleep, that he in false remains mutter. The B'chol Asar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, always seem to agree. And therefore, if Rabbi Lazar said that Yosher is okay, so Rabbi Chanina must have said it's okay as well. Okay? Rabbi Yossi Mishtoi. You don't have Rabbi Yossi. What do you have? It is Mishtoi. Okay, he just has Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Mishtoi would tell over Ahenu the following story. This story has a parallel in the Bavli, I think at the end of Gittin, the end of Nozer, I remember which one. The Dorim? Again, the Dorim. Rabbi Yossi Mishtoi Ahenu, they tell this story. Chadi is a certain woman, Havas Rachmo used to love mitzvot sasagi, the mitzvot very much, specifically Tzitzoko. Now, the next two words I have, which I don't know if you have, Ubala Sani Mitzvah, so her husband hated Tzedakah. She was a Tzadekis, he was a Russian. Chazman Tzokah Gabor, one time there came to her, I think your father wanted to say something. What? Okay, you want to stop for a second? It looks like it's fine. Okay. Chazman Tzokah Gabor Chad Miskein. Once a certain poor person came into the house, Yavas Kamei Mir Mechal. Okay, another cup of coffee. Okay. So Yavas Kamei Mechal. You have a place?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yavas Kamei Mechal, so she gave him to eat. Minocha, why was eating? Sorry, Agusha's bala islik. She felt. Agusha means she felt bala that her husband islik is coming into the house. Yavisagolisa. So she put this poor guy into the second floor. Now in the Bavli, this guy is a noif. It's a different story there. Here is just it's just an ani. He's a poor guy, right? Yavis kamei bala diecho v'ocha. So she put food in front of her husband to eat, and he ate. No, the husband is sitting there. He fell asleep at Damachle and dozed off. As a snake came, Vachim Madav came and ate from that which is in front of the husband. Vava Mistakobe, the Ani was watching from his hiding place and seeing this happen. Midi eater, when the husband woke up, kam boy mechami madava kumoi, well, he got up to eat from that which is in front of him. Shari Yahuda Alisa Milulebe, so the guy was in the second floor hiding, he started talking to him and telling him, don't eat. Hada Amra, now from this mice we learn that Yashin Osir, even if he fell asleep, if you fall asleep, the snakes are no longer afraid. So therefore you can't rely on the fact that while you're sleeping. What?
She says, look at her, which makes no sense.
It would be Bitmiya then. Hod Amra Yashin Mutzer. You want to say the Yashin is Mutzer? We can't be Mutzer. So says Mar. I also have another line here, which somebody threw in. The Kashul Mandam are Yashin Mutzer. And civil law prayer, which says Yashin is Mutzer. So says Mar, very interesting answer. Barare Hava. That was a wild snake. Domesticated snakes who live in villages, they know that people sleep and wake up. This snake, he came from Chutz Laretz, so he was a country snake, so he didn't realize that people sleep, then they thought that they're going to wake up again. So therefore this is an exception to the rule, but normally if you fall asleep it's going to avoid the problem. Sakana. Okay, says more further. Now, getting back to the other question of Alma's Maisa, was what happened to the Yichud issue? In other words, the wife should be also to her husband because she's suspect that she secluded herself with this guy. Says Martin, the famous answer, which is in the Bible as well, became Lo Choshera Alha Lo Choshera, since he's not suspect on allowing the husband to die, we're not suspicious that she was mizana with him. The Chassid says, when they have relations illicitly, so they have blood on their hands. In other words, then he would have rather that the husband drop dead then and not have warned him of the impending doom. Okay, Maisa Tabach. A moifus. The moifus of a certain butcher. Shemaychel, he saw Neveilus and Treifus. He used to feed Jews. Neveilus and Treifus. I guess he had a heksher, but a questionable one. Pam achashasiyain. Harbe, vinishtaker. Once he drank a lot of wine and got drunk. Be'er v'yom ha'kippurim. Erev Yom Kippur. Oh, you have Erev Shabbos? Okay, that's not germane to the Maisa. Im Chashecha, also not germane, but it was right before nightfall, says here. Vala Gagi went up to the roof. The Nafal Mason, he dropped dead and died. No, he dropped and he fell and died. Vaya Klavim Laki Medom, and the dogs were licking his blood. Asum Vishalu Rabbi Yechin, so the came answer, Maor Mirmase Kumosa Mikumeon. Can we take one interpretation, which Pei Moshe says, is can we take away the dead body, which is mukta, right? Even though it's yontif, in order to save him from the bizoyim. Another interpretation, I guess, is to remove the dogs from around him, right? But via zemei, can we take care of the situation? Armelon said to him, no. See if it says basar basodet treifa, meat which is treif. Lo tochlu, you can't eat. La kel tashlichon, so throw to the dogs. V'zeya gezel saklovin. This guy stole meat from the dogs. Machison gave it to the Jews. I'm alone, so he said to them, "Arpuninun, leave them alone, the dogs. And we did on inochlin, they're eating that which is their just desserts. But he stole from the dogs. The dogs are punishing him. That's right. Maisa b'chosid echad. So maisa certain chosid. Megalgel is like mezalzel. Used to make a mockery because and allow his wine to be revealed. Pamachas doloka b'dalekis. So one time he got afflicted. He didn't die, but he got afflicted with some heat of some sort. Of inflammation. Everoso Yeshiv Darshi Yom Kippur, and this chosid had to sit in Darshi Yom Kippur, Utsdor Shemayim Biyodim, keep his hand in a bowl of water because he was so hot, which is not Isser in Yom Kippur because of Sicha, right? Not Sicha, it's Chitza. But not so that it was a meter connected meter punishment since he was Megalgel, meaning Mezalzel, and Gilui, so he got revealed that he was Mezalzel by this happening to him. Okay? Chad Barnash, Igloh Igor of the Cham, a certain individual who a barrel of wine got revealed to him. Also, by Robert Tomal Rabba, so he went and interviewed Kippur, I guess it's part of his tshuva process, but Mishpachinai to throw it to spill it out. Cham Sechad. So another person saw him. Amalei said, "Havi nihali nishtai, give it to me to drink." Amalei said, "I can't drink it. Vlad Miglehu, wasn't it Megulim?" Amalei said, "Havi nihali, don't worry about it. Just give it to me." Umori ditzoyim, and the master of the impending tainus, in other words, Hashem, leikum, he'll sustain me. Ain't soyim lechim aladeis. And lo, he speak lemishte adis chachol. He didn't begin drinking until the poison made holes inside his entire body. Okay, so can't rely on Hashem. So helping you in these cases. Rabbi Moshem Rabbi Chia Barva said, "Kol harosin malin kol arsin. All poisons malin chatotin could cause skin afflictions. Eris nochash maybe the venom of a snake kills." Rabbi Moshem Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yisrael Zira, Mori Shmaitza, who was the master of the statement that if you sleep, it's awesome. Rabbi Zira said it's awesome. So Misnamne, what about if he's like dozing off a little but not sleeping? Rabbi Zira Abba Yosef Achi Baramsha. So in this regard, we have a look like this. Rabbi Zira was sitting eating in Ramsha. What's Ramsha?
That's night.
Right, at night. Yeah. He was Achiv Tzafra of Ramsha. I was just testing. Ramsha is at night. Itfei Butina, so his light's candle went out. Butina in Aramaic is candle. Vavish Shari Damichin started dozing. So while he was about to doze off, he put his hand on a certain vessel called a tumnusa, a measurement of an eighth. Armelon, so he said to them, to be around quickly, at Lukun Butina, light a candle. At Lukun, they lit a candle, Vashkachun, and they found Shfufina, a snake, which is very small, Shutemuchut, the size of a hair, Karachale, wrapped around the tumnusa. Armelon, so Rabbi Zira said, Rishia, you evil snake, loving the Zoyabach, we are not careful and safeguard ourselves against you. So from here we see that if you're dozing, it's awesome. because then the snakes come. I'm Rabbi Ayin Tichonot Mechash Lamadu Briyas Lachayshashir Chodeshin Leser. In general, we have to be take into account those things which people assume are awesome. Therefore, lo mitan barni because of sakana. Therefore, lo mitan barnash pita go puma. Person should not put money inside his mouth, like coins, because they have all sorts of obviously germs. Sakana. You be chayshish for sakana. That's right. Okay. Right. So the tavshila gotar, so shouldn't put a cooked dish under your bed. Vupista choshesh shaki, you shouldn't put a piece of bread in your armpit. Umita sakina, shouldn't stick a knife, go pugla into a turnip, or sakina go throw or a snake into a turnip. Into esrog, because if it gets absorbed in there, people are not going to realize it and take a bite of it or sit on it or whatever, something bad will happen. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yosi Barbun. Kozeh denafkuin barnash, any sweat which comes out of an individual, sava moves, is the elixir of death. Except for the sweat of one's face. Kachal Rabbi Yenison, when they asked Rabbi Yenison about this statement, so he said to them, Arva du nafshachana. Am I the guarantor for your soul? In other words, how do you know that sweat of the face is good? Who's going to guarantee that? Rabbi Yana Rabbi said, this is the whole issue of Gilui reflects a common statement. In Zita, as long as the person is alive, Zita Shachar, his life is black. In other words, he's willing to take risks. No, like people speed, do dangerous, reckless things. Only in Ovid, a person's in danger of losing his life. Ovid Margolay, then he feels as if his life is like Margolios, like precious stones, which he would lose. Whereas the person doesn't appreciate the value of what he has until he's... Garam is Etzem. It's like a golem, right?
No.
Oh, it's a glima, you're thinking of. Yeah. Right, but here it's Garmach is like Atzmech. Same because Garme in Aramaic is bones. So he lezvanto gamach leludin, where he decided himself to cannibals. Have a mesintra that comes up in the Bavli also tomorrow's Dafyomi. He lezvanto gamach leludin, if you decided yourself to cannibals, have a mazmin lumbedomi yikori, you would only sell yourself for a high price. But if you sell yourself off to cannibals for a low price, but a person for in order to save some money and use his revealed wine, the dummy clearly for a small amount of gain, he's willing to put his life on the line. So again, as long as the person has it, he's willing to risk it. When a person is in danger of losing it, only then does he become unwilling to risk it. Okay? Tani, we learned, Mayim Shiniz Galu, what is it which came revealed? Lo Yeretz Me'et. Right, could be. One could say that too. Tani, Mayim Shiniz Galu, water which came revealed, Leiratzem Beis, so you shouldn't use it in order to pat down the dirt in your house, you know, on the dirt floors. Lo Yishmechem Shazarim, shouldn't spill it out into a public thoroughfare. And Lo Yashkarim, the goy, shouldn't give him to a goy to drink. And here is the interesting thing, because we have a loch that you're not allowed even to kill goyim. So that's why you're not allowed to cause them death by giving them Mayim Agulim. We don't know for sure. The Rambam says Ritzicha, well, Sirtach, but most Achronim say it was just censorship in the Rambam. But we know that there is an Isra on killing Goyim. It's not something like Baal Tashkis. It's not Ritzicha. Okay, in any event, Vloyashkarim Beimas Chavir, shouldn't give to your friends animal to drink this Mayim Gulim either. Amamashku Bem, so we're allowed to give it to your own animal to drink, as long as, now, the Mephoshim point out, Savat Kliyabak, it's where A, it's not going to kill your animal, because it's not allowed even to kill your own animal for naught. Right? It's not causing a monetary loss like you are with your friend's animal, it's still not allowed to kill your own animal for no apparent reason. And B, it's like that where you have no other water. Because if you have other water, obviously it's Tzar Bali Chaim to give your animal water, which is going to make him sick. Right, it's going to make them weaker. So they have to say that we don't have no other choice at the moment, or no easy choice. So then you're allowed to give them this water. If you have waters which became revealed, you shouldn't use in order to mix cement. Well, you have a sense of use the yard to make laundry. The idea of them causes cars causes them to it shouldn't use it to wash plates and cups and pots. And turn them up whenever you arrive. You certainly should not use it to wash your face, hands, and legs because it's going to get through nooks and crannies into your body. The only place now to use this water to wash is where you have a scratch. However, pana of your face is kasirta. So all sorts of pot, you know, pores. Rashi had both. The other raglim, and so too, the tips of your fingers on both your hands and your toes are kasirta, and they're like scratches because they're very susceptible.
This thing about contaminated blood on their hands.
On chapped hands, really? That's happened to people? That is frightening.
I read it's published in the
Federal Register. Wow. Okay, that's right. That's the same idea. Mine shinis galu. What it can reveal like gabal and menaces, it shouldn't mix a dough with them, obviously. But you shouldn't do a chachil, but you baked it, it's okay. Why? Because the poison is lost, it's sapped out by the strength of the fire. It's only if the baked goods, which you put God as a result, don't crumble. I believe my son of fells that the baked goods crumble, it's a surefire sign that the poison is still active. Now, the question is, everybody agrees that if you heat up water and it was maim gulim, it still retains its character. What's the difference? Why by bread is a mutter once it's baked as opposed to water? Kana or sholid, the kana ino or sholid. One gets the fire effects and the other gets not. So it's more no. Kana kli mafsik. By water, the kli keeps the poison in, right? The vessel which contains the water which is boiling. So it keeps the venom doesn't evaporate. So it remains in the vessel. However, kan in a kli mafsik, where you're baking. So in the old days, they didn't bake in kalim, and therefore the moisture of the poison would get absorbed out of the bread into the oven. Okay? Shmo Amar, Maya Seli Rosh Hazu, Shmo disagreed. He held that cooked water is okay. Said, what is this evil snake going to do to me? And I only drink heated water, and that he held was okay. Milsei Amara, he obviously holds, Tzoyner Shanat Nasu Chal Chamin, that if you had cold water and then you heated it up, so then it becomes mutter. Rabbi Chaya said, Rasha zu daita niki, this Rasha, the snake, he's spoiled. Venu shay sacham in shnazu tzoynet, he doesn't drink hot water which became cold. He only drinks cold, fresh water, not hot water which cooled off. Yeah, but snakes is hard to eliminate by that. The question is whether snakes are revolted by this water then. Mil Samarad, this teacher is Chami Venat Tzoni, that if it was once hot, then it became cold. Also mutar, and it's mutar as well. Rabbi Yevosh and Yochan said, Bainzev is a Bainzev also, regardless it's also. Masisim Sai Rabbi Yochan, his brother, the Mishnah's right, Rabbi Yochan says, Chamin, Koz Machamal in Hevel, Harei Mutorin. That when is hot water okay, not afraid of Gili? Only when it's actually bubbling. It's Mala Hevel. It's bubbling on the fire. I will buy Mamagulim, but where you have water which is revealed, not vapors which are bubbling into the air. So Aval Pisha Machamim one, even though you heat them up, Harei Lu Asri, they still remain Osir. Tana, we learned, Mekvashim. Water in which you cook vegetables. Pickled vegetables. Meshel's water which you cook vegetables, we made it to Muslim, and the water used to make the lupin bean, Harele Mutar, and the remain Mutar. Okay, because snakes don't like them. Maim Shidir Ben Kivasim, water which you use in order to rinse off pickles, Ushlokos to Muslim, or to rinse off cooked vegetables, or to rinse off the lupins, I mean, the sun is the water, and therefore it's also. He diach ben asor anovim vavu ovshim. They use them in order to rinse off grapes, and poor grapes are asurim, so the water remains also. Hamishmer shalayin. If you have a strainer of wine, so Rabbi Yehuda Meir Moisa pukuka milamala. If it was plugged up on top, you know, it's open on the bottom. A snake is not going to attack it because it brings down here. The reason is because A snake doesn't like stuff which drips. They don't like stuff which is stationary. So if you have wine in a strainer and it's dripping down, a snake's not going to come and drink from that wine. Okay? He says the exact opposite. If the bottom vessel is closed up, even though the top vessel is open, mutter, it's okay. Why? Because the poison of a snake is like a roof, like a ceiling, and it stays on the top. So therefore, he says that that's where Mechaya is a shita, that if the bottom was covered, so even though the top was open, it's okay. Why? Because if you pass it through a sieve, the poison will get caught by the holes of the sieve and won't go to the bottom. All right, let's have a shiloh tarf. When does it get trapped? When you don't mix it around. When you don't shake the canister in which you're doing that separation. I will tar up, but if you shake it around, also because then some of the poison gets dissolved and goes down together with the water. Okay? So far, so good? Lagin batiko. If a person has in his briefcase, literally means here actually a wrapper, he has a bottle of wine, it's mutter. Okay, the bottle of wine is sufficient. Mechuse, if it's covered or aravena pakuk, but not sealed, pakuk means literally cork, but not sealed, it's also. Pakuk aravena mechuse, however, if you did, what? Yeah. If you did cork it, but you didn't cover it with the additional seal, it's okay. If the cork was very well sealed, chutz here is not from the lashon of outside, but chutz the lashon of chetz. If it's shot in with great, permanence, then it's a mutter. Train amaraim. Well, two amaraim argue about what exactly you have to do in order to use the cork. If you can carry it by the cork and the bottle won't fall away, that's sufficiently strongly corked. Doesn't be that strongly corked, but that's be not enough room around the diameter of the cork to allow a darning needle to get in there. Okay. Amrei ba, ma the other tavus. Somebody wants to be mahadir mitzvahs. He does both. He gives it a double covering. Right? He gives it both the cork and the outer covering as well. If you left a measure of water in a box, in a carriage, in a box, or in a tower, and you forgot, the chazan matzo, you forgot that you put it there, and then he found afterwards, usr. It's forbidden. I may have translated this wrong. Let me try this again. And they forgot. I lost my train of thought. Let me go back a minute. All right, but Mando Vitava, okay. What's happened like this? Later on, I'm going to see that in a house, there's no shmir, the snake come right out of the ground. But you put your lagin, your bottle of wine here inside a crate. And then you forgot it, and later went back and looked at it, usr. Okay, because maybe the snake got into the crate. However, badak, if you checked out the entire crate before you put your wine in it, and then put it in and came back later, mutter, then it remains mutter. Why? Because you checked out before and made sure there were no nooks and crannies and crevices to which snakes could come in. Chat of Dua, Asay Kami Kum Rabbi Rabbi, the Chad. Chat of Dua, certain story, Asa Kumi Rabbi, came for a Rabbi. The Chad was a certain individual or a certain snake. The Chat say Megali Machse. They saw the snake revealing a keg vessel, drinking, putting the cover back on again. It's a pretty neat trick if you have no legs or hands to use. But the snake was doing that.
It's from a far side.
Yeah. Impossible for that. So he said about this case, because of this evil snake, the cockles called Gesurim, we're not going to rely on any covering. It was normally Kahil, the covering was enough. You don't need corking. Covering is sufficient. Here you see that the cover did not impede the snake. So said, just because it's one snake, we're not going to cancel the principle. On Raimana said, Lomistabra de lo. Doesn't make sense to say that we're not going to answer. And Ahia Uvda. In that case, Tahu also in that case for sure it's also. Why is it also in that case? Because he saw the snake. And in the case of Rebbe himself, he saw the snake, you can't put your head into the ground, right? But normally you can rely on Rebbe just on covering, you don't need a double covering.
The normal case of Shita Tema Migdol is that it was covered or not covered.
We don't know. I'm Rebbe Yirmiyah. Rebbe Yirmiyah said, Cholav Shel Goy Lo Moser, why is Cholav Yisrael required? Why is Cholav Goy Moser? Because they might mix an input animal milk. And I have the two words, V'tanik came, we don't listen to Brysa. Why am I not going to Cholav Be'eder Yisrael? A Goy can stand and milk in a Jewish herd. As long as the Jewish guy is standing over his shoulder, checking, making sure he does it right, he doesn't have to worry in that case. Okay? But you have to make sure that he does it right and doesn't put in all sorts of stuff. Right, I don't think it's dafka. We know Yotzev Nichlas is enough by Chol Yisrael. So I don't think it's dafka here. Right, Rabbi Sherevita and Rabbi Simashim, Rabbi Shua ben Levi both said, Chol Shagoy Olam, also why is the Goy's milk? Also from Nagila, because they leave it open. V'yamid, make cheese out of it, because poison doesn't ferment. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Avna, the Yitzchak, in the Eretz, or maybe in a Kovim. You're right. But the problem is not so much the right. It'll just remain in the cracks and nooks and crannies. That's what it means. Okay. Tani, we learned Shlosha Esenim. There are three types of poison: Ereshokeh, sinking poison; Veres Tav, floating poison. Now, this floating means it floats in mid-liquid, not on the surface. Okay, Varisoyim, and then there's poison which stands on top, kisvacha, like a net, milamala, on top of the beverage in question. But Yoyme, the Rabbi Yirmiyah, the times Rabbi Yirmiyah is galin kinase, the seizure rabba, all the barrels in the base manage got revealed. They say a very big loss. So the first people drank below mice and they did not kick the proverbial bucket. And the people who drank afterwards, mice did die. Why is that? And the because I say Eres Shakuaya. The poison went to the bottom, so therefore the people who drank last are the ones who got killed. Similarly, Palya Havin Bichakla, the workers around the field, is Galin Kusa de Maya. So their bucket of water got revealed. The Shasimine, nonetheless they died from it. Kadmoin, the first people who were Mason, they didn't die. Achrei, and the ones after Mason, they did die. And Yoimer, I say, Ereshokeahu, right, that there, it has also the poison dripped out. Thai came, learned also there, over there. Chavitz Tizgauta, a bucket which became revealed. V'chein, or Pagwank there, which became revealed. V'chein of Atiach Shaniker, and so to a man which got pierced. V'ochlu v'shosar v'shoinim. And the reason is that all these cases, even though the Sakana, people came and actually ate and drank in that locality. Nonetheless, lo yochel v'ishto acharinim. Later, people should not come and eat and drink. And the Yomer, I say, Ereshokehu, perhaps there was poison which sunk to the bottom, you only get when you come later on and eat there. Yayish is galav, shreisim men o'asor b'nei odam. If wine got revealed and 10 people are drinking from it, they already drank from it. Nonetheless, also shasri, you can't be the last one to drink after those 10. Why? Because and Yomer Ereshokehu, I say that the poison sank to the ground there and there for Tzotzer. Okay? So far? Shlosha Mashkin. Do you have that header?
Well, it says Kanisha Mashkin.
No, that's the next part. Shlosha Mashkin is just from the Mishnah. I mean, it's not that it's germane. Tyler, Chamisha Mashkin and Mishum Gilu. There's five beverages in which there is no Gilu. Hatsir, fish brine. Vamurias, fish fat. Vachomets, vinegar. Vashemen, oil, vadvash, and honey. Vashemen, oyster, vashemen, asers. because sometimes snakes drink from this. Yeah.
Can I have some of those?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no. According to the Siyasas, all of them. Where you see him making a hole or, you know, nibbling around these substances. Papa had in his hands a barrel, not a barrel, but a container of honey, which became revealed. So he wanted to go ask what the law is. Well, he speaks Lashon, but he didn't get a chance to ask. Had the papas beyond it stood, started bubbling in his hand, falling away, which was a surefire sign that there was poison therein. Rabbi Shmuel Tarvein, I mean, they both said, Nidna Rishus Lohartzli Bokeh Mufanav. The land was given permission to split in front of a snake. Lo Nidna Rishus Lohartzli Bokeh Mufanav. Not a vessel. A vessel can't split in front of a snake. So if like we had before, if you check a sheet of Teva Migdal, great, and put the snake in there, that's okay. Okay, says the Gemara, because then he's surrounded by a field, by a walls. So now that we're asking that topic, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Havi Asil Chad base. They were sitting in a certain house. Ulo Marmi was completely made out of marble. Armin said, they said, after the Mishchame, is it possible for the snake to come here? Mishchame! And it was seen. He saw a snake. Armin, they said, Baruch Hu, blessed God, Shabbat, Rabbi Mishnasim, chose the Rechame, and then Mishnais. Shomu said, they said, Nidna Rishus Lohoretz, Li Bakam, in front of the land, can be rent the sun, they're in front of a snake. Lo Nidna Rishus Lohoretz, Li Bakam, in front of, but not Kelim. Rabbi Yana, Ava, Midchal, Minei, Sakin. It's an amazing story. Yana was very afraid of snakes. Used to put the four posts of his bed in four containers of water, right, to keep the snakes away. One time, they stuck out a sand while he was in bed. He found a snake right there. So he said, take away the four buckets of water. We see that the snake's going to come anyway. Hashem should watch me. Motto. How small a hole should be is there which passes the beverage, because maybe a snake got in. Rabbi Yaakov Acham Shem Rabbi Chanina Machul by Achani would point like this, Rosh Etzbaktana, the size of a small finger. Rabbi Hel Yaakov Acham Rabbi Shem Barvav Shem Rabbi Levi Army, they both said, Rosh Etzbaktana Shaltinak B'Yom Masocho, in order that the it has to be a small enough hole that try one there can stick his hand in. I feel Pachsmikain. Ask more. What? The small finger, right. Ask more. I feel Pachsmikain. We even have snakes. The snakes could even go to smaller openings. There's more. Ella, it's true. But Ella, the lo yoda do nafak lo alo. He has to be sure that it's going to come out. Otherwise, he doesn't go in. Haden salto, I feel a cotton kama also. A basket hanging from the ceiling where you think you have your food safe from all intruders doesn't help. Even if it's a small one, it's also. Do all ibade, venofik bado. Oh no, that's the next case. I apologize. Haden slaked, I feel a cotton something else. That's talking about. Oh, it seems to be talking about that.
You succeeded in being Mekayim in Korah.
I was wrong. Okay, I looked at Kavnaki explained it. Hayin Sulta means if you have a basket made out of woven.
Like kosher cloth and
lulav,
woven
palm. You know, like the stuff which holds the trumas, the adasim and arovas. So says one that said that people caught the kama, even if those are very small, it's also why? Because snake fingers do all about the go in one side, but nothing about the go out the other side. So if it's all water, says more. Or the slakes are similarly, if you have a vessel which is hanging down from the roof, Afilu do Italia come, even if it's very high up, Asura, it's also to who mishtavsho, because the snake climbs up the side of the walls and then swoops down into the plant. Kadesh yeti ama yeti rachsh makum karva, it's also if there's enough time. Yeah, it's a tatter. It's a header. In other words, it's also there's enough time for a snake to get there from a nearby vicinity. So Ezu Makakar, what is a nearby vicinity? Says Horam Rabishmoa, but may Ozen have a Chavis Lulapia. The amount of time it takes for a snake to reach from the handle of the bar to the opening. From the handle of the jug to the opening of the jug. Well, Chamile, aren't you going to see him in that case? There's certain very small snakes. Shrifofon shvo, which is called shrifon, the domil chut asar, it's like a hairbreadth in width, so therefore you can't see it, and therefore you have to make sure that there are no holes for them to get in to your hermetically sealed structures. Okay? So let's go back to the Mishnah. What says blah, by the way? I know, what's today's block? Ches Kislev. Okay, good. Shir Mayim Amaguli. Back to the Mishnah. The Shir revealed waters is Kadesh Tovin and Maris. If they're enough to be Mavato the poison, then you're okay. Rabbi Yossi Merba Kalin Kolshener says no. Any amount of water or wine in a keli is also. But karkos, if it's in the ground, then as long as you have 40 so it's mevato the poison. But in a vessel, so it's also xeirud rabbana, lets people not know the difference. Okay, back to Mishnah Tanya, Tanya learns. Hamayim karkos, water in the ground, is mevato the poison, and arboim saw. Chemer, a much more significant kula. Amount of water which would fill the flotation device, literally the jug, which is used like a balloon in order to allow kids to flow with learning to swim. If you have enough water to fill one of those, then it cancels the poison. Hayayin beimakein beimakar kos koshu. A wine, whether it's in vessels or on the ground, it's also koshu. If a snake could get in. However, yain calls mashutosis wine as long as it's bubbly the first 3 days when as yet began fermenting. There's no problem of gilui. Kamatosis, when is how long is it fermenting? Atzlish yom, first 3 days. Umayet sechtim said nachash b'tzad bor shel yain. Once upon a time they found the nachash next to a bor of wine during the first 2 days. But umayet sevnei rabbi Yudavi itir, he said it's mutter because during the first 2 days the nachash is not interested in it. Okay. Mayon, a well, a fountain, kosher moshek, a spring, as long as it's flowing, and moshek, there's no problem. Gili, on Rabbi Shmuel, Moshe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Maaseh Cher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eitz, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, La'aba. No, we better stop here, because there's another Maaseh, and I don't want to get in trouble. All right, so let's start again tomorrow night from Rabbi Shmuel. We did more than two blocks, anyway. Okay.